This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado Springs will not allow marijuana delivery in the city. The legislature voted last year to give city governments that choice. Boulder was the first city to approve pot deliveries. Colorado Springs Deputy Chief of Staff Brett Waters says there aren't enough examples of other cities doing it successfully.
The mayor and the administration are not supportive of this. The idea that we have a heavy military presence, that we're talking about space command in our community, and at the same time we're entertaining delivery, is not the optics we want to send out.
Supporters say marijuana delivery would serve patients with pain, mobility issues, or at high risk for coronavirus. Today is the last day of on-campus classes at CU Boulder for a while. CPR's Paulo Schultzeda has more.
CU announced Monday it is going remote for at least 2 weeks to combat rising COVID-19 cases. Chloe Halverson studies anthropology and manages a bookstore and cafe across from campus. She says she's glad the university closed, but wants it to double down on students causing spread off campus.
We'll get huge crowds of 10 or so people, and you know that they don't live together. you know they don't share a household.
Boulder health officials say a vast majority of cases in the county are traced back to CU students. I'm Paulo Schultzeda, CPR News.
Coming up on the program, advisors to the CDC discuss who will get the first doses of coronavirus vaccine. Then Latinx voters in South Florida like a lot of things that they're hearing from the Trump campaign, and that has Democrats fretting and Joe Biden working to shore up support. Those stories are next on All Things Considered. The venerated Stars and Stripes military newspaper has been saved from the chopping block, at least for now.
Certainly a victory that we were able to get this decision reversed, and we're going to continue to advocate for it in the years ahead.
A look at what the paper has meant to service members and what the future holds for the news organization. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. And one last thing, CPR News will have special live coverage from NPR of the ceremony for Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg lying in repose at the Supreme Court during tomorrow morning's morning edition here on CPR News. So be with us for that.